My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. I assume that some of you are listening on 610 AM, but hopefully you are listening on 96.5 The Fan. All right, panic, I would say, is the word right now that has fallen over all Royals fans. Certainly understandable. The Royals have lost 7 games in a row. I want to play for you guys what John Heyman has to say. He is not panicked about the Royals.
Not concerned, panic, certainly not doomed. They're not doomed. They have a 4.5 game lead. We've never had a doom for a team with a 4.5 game cushion. I hope they're not panicking. It might have been good for Ron, certainly a veteran.
You're a New Yorker. How are you
smart
not panicking?
Guy. Well, first of all, I'm not from Kansas City, so maybe that's why I'm not panicking. But I don't think they should be panicking. They have Sal Perez, who's one of the best leaders in baseball. They have the best all-around player, arguably, in the game, in Bobby Witt Jr. They're still on pace for 87 wins, which would be a 31-game advantage over what they did last year, or improvement over what they did last year. So I hope they should feel good about where they are and not worry about it. 7 measly games, that's nothing. Look at the White Sox. They've lost, what have they lost, 50 in a row? 7's nothing.
Okay. I guess a couple of things here. I personally am past the, well, they won 56 games last year, so be happy with, no, I'm past that point. When you got a 4.5 game lead with less than 25 to go, I'm thinking about you making the postseason and playing in some meaningful games in October. I'm past that point. And please, let's not use the White Sox as an example for really any other Major League Baseball team. That team would lose to the Chatham A's. That team is terrible. That's number two. Number three, I don't think that you guys should be as worried as some of you are. I know some of you are biting your nails and just worried about the Kansas City Royals. What if I told you right now that the other teams that they are playing have not yet taken advantage of what we are seeing? The Boston Red Sox, they're not even the team that's first up on the outside looking in. That team is the Tigers. The Tigers have actually played really good baseball of late. They have won 7 of their last 10. They've caught up a lot of ground against the Kansas City Royals. The Tigers are still 1 game over 500. So we still got a long way to go before we have this conversation about them being in the wild card race. The Royals have not done as much damage as you would think. In the middle of this losing streak, they have only lost 2 games in the standings. Now, if the Red Sox were hot and had taken advantage of this stretch, we'd be all sitting here on pins and needles that they got themselves right back into it. But Boston is falling apart right now. Rob, the Red Sox are 70-96. How many games do you think the Red Sox win?
I would say 82.
They're a 500-ish team to me.
It feels to me like 84 is their absolute ceiling. Now, the Tigers are a little bit of an interesting case, and maybe we got to pay attention more to the Tigers than we have. I mean, their schedule down the stretch, if there is a team that could potentially catch the Kansas City Royals, that team to me is far more likely to be the Tigers than it is to be the Boston Red Sox. So they just won a series against the Red Sox. The Tigers did. They won that at the end of August. Now, if you look at it, they have three games against Oakland. That's a bad team. They have three games against Colorado. That's also a bad team. Now, they do have six games against the Orioles. That might be the best team in baseball. And the Tigers play in Kansas City coming up in a couple of weeks for the Royals' final homestand of the season. They also have three games against Chicago at the end of the year. So I'm not ready to 100% throw dirt on the Red Sox grave, but the Red Sox, to me, kind of had their opening to get back into this thing, and they have not taken advantage of it at all. The Tigers, they have taken advantage of this run, winning a lot of games, starting to play, and they also play Kansas City, so they can directly make up those games against Kansas City in the same vein that we were talking about Kansas City being able to make up those games against the Cleveland Guardians. It is still important to note that for as down as you can be on the Kansas City Royals, they are still one game back of Minnesota for the second wild card spot. And Minnesota comes to town on Friday. So they have literally one more game before they play the Minnesota Twins. Things are not maybe as bad as you think they are. That the Royals have given themselves a good cushion by how they played in the first 130 games, that they are in a position where they can ride this thing out. They can. They can ride this thing out just a bit. The Royals are going to win another game this season. I can't tell you exactly when that is going to be. I wish I had that crystal ball, but I know they're not losing every game the rest of the way. They will also probably win a couple of series on the way out. Rob, you and I said, if they got to at least 88 wins, they would be good. I would say right now, based on how this thing is, they will probably have to win at least 86 games to make the postseason, right? The Royals have to find 11 more wins. Can they find 11 more wins between now and the end of the season? I don't think the Red Sox get to 86. The Tigers would have to play incredibly hot down the stretch in order for them to get to 86 wins. I mean, that is them having an incredible final 5 weeks of the season. Can the Royals win 11 more games this season? If they do that, Rob, they're going to make the postseason.
I mean, it's the basic math of it. Like, you have a 4.5 game lead. If you win 10 or 11, now the pressure turns on the Red Sox. They got to win what, 14 or 15? Yeah. And the Tigers, by the way, in the same vein, I believe, now may I have this incorrect, the Royals have done really well against the Tigers this year.
They have.
And might own the tiebreaker already, so it might be a 5-game real advantage when you consider tiebreakers. So as the schedule begins to crunch, obviously a 7-game losing streak is the worst possible scenario for the Royals, but they will get back to playing normal baseball, and MLB.com has a little tab. It's like last 10. If you were to click last 10, most teams in baseball end up somewhere between 4-6, 6-4, right in that 500-ish wash. They have hot stretches, they have cold stretches, but usually baseball teams over a 10-game sample size are like a 500-ish team. If the Royals do that twice over the next 20, it's going to be very, very difficult for the Red Sox to catch them. It's going to be near impossible for the Red Sox to catch them. So in a weird way, obviously losing games in September stinks, but the fact that you're not losing ground means that when you regain a level of winning form, you are not drowning.
The Tigers have 23 games remaining. They have 9 games against Baltimore and Kansas City, so 9 games against playoff teams. That is important to note. In order for the Tigers to get to 86 wins, they're going to have to go at least 16-7 down the stretch. Now, maybe they do it. Crazy things happen. It's baseball. It is important to note, you know that saying, like, you are what your record is? The Tigers, over the first 140 games of the season, they have been a 1-game over 500 team, and they are in the same division as the Chicago White Sox. They have not been a team that I don't think is capable of, in their final 30 games, going 23-7 or whatever it would be with this current streak that they're currently on. So I get it. You're a little bit nervous. The only thing that I think we can definitively say about the Royals at this point is I would get those division thoughts out of your head. They are not winning the American League Central. That is over. Congratulations to the Cleveland Guardians. You are going to win the American League Central.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.